Loris.
It's the sound of Loris.
Regulion.
Regulion.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Right, Patreons, it's a differential show each and every Friday where we run down our final plans for the weekend. So we need to
hold on.
Predictions. Yeah.
Hold on. Why are you waffling, right? Some big breaking news, right? Apparently FPL are deleting Russian teams.
No.
I've given Suj an article to have a look at. Some guy has posted on Reddit, says that he and his three friends have had their teams deleted. He believes it's because they are Russian.
No. That's not happening.
Imagine.
Surely it's not happening.
Anyway, moving on, mate. We kind of covered plans on, obviously, the main pod earlier, so I don't think there's too much point in going over that in too much detail. My plans are to confirm to sell Cody, Trossard and Rafinha for a minus eight for Andrew Robertson, Dejan Kulusevski and Bukayo Saka. There is some rumours floating around, Serge, in relation to Liverpool. So, Klopp has said in his press conference today that there is a bit of COVID going on in the camp. Dun, dun, dun. And people have come together and concluded that Thiago, Virgil van Dijk and Ibrahima Konate did not partake in training yesterday. My COVID source at time of recording, 2:20 p.m, keep an eye on the Liverpool Slack channel, said that he's got no information that they've got COVID, and at the moment that is simply rumour and not correct. I am trying to dig for more. If I get it, I will post it on the Liverpool Slack channel. But I would recommend this. Liverpool is a very high profile football club. There's every chance between now and a 12:30, remember the early kickoff tomorrow, we possibly will get some information that's a little bit more concrete. If you're buying a Liverpool player this week, I would wait till we get a bit of information. And that's certainly what I intend to do in the case of Andy Robertson. If I find out tomorrow morning that Andy Robertson has COVID, I genuinely might buy Matt Doherty.
Okay. I might be in a similar boat to you, mate, to be honest, because I don't know where else I'd go defensively. But
That would possibly leave me in a position where I can shove something else in game week 31, i.e. Jota or Diaz, for example. So the advice is, if you're buying Liverpool players, just hold fire. Let's see if some of us dig some concrete stuff. Remember, always, guys, a rumour's going around that Liverpool players have got COVID. Someone is going to tweet, Salah's got COVID. Know your sources.
Yep. Let's go through our predictions. I've got the predictions written down that we made.
What are you doing with your
earlier? Same. Kilman to Robertson and Jared Bowen to Kulu. Like I said, I don't have enough money to get Saka. There we go. Interference.
Really?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I don't have enough money to get Saka. So that's going to have to be put on hold. For me to get to Saka, I'd have to make two more transfers. I don't think it's worth it. So
right,
just
boss.
A minus four this week. But Brighton, Liverpool, I've predicted 3-0 Liverpool.
So we're not going to do this in as much detail as we normally would, because we kind of went through all of this on Wednesday on Black Box, in the same way we normally would in this podcast, just obviously with Az. So probably go into more detail in terms of anything that might have changed. I've got one prediction that I want to change from my predictions on Wednesday. I went 2-0 Liverpool, and I'm very happy to stick with that, despite the ongoing rumours.
Brentford, Burnley, I went 1-0 Burnley. You did not. You went 1-0 Brentford.
Well, it looks like Ben Mee is out, as far as I can tell. And if that's the case, I'm going to stick with 1-0 Brentford.
I think Burnley have the experience to win games when they need to. So I'm going to back them. I've gone 2-1 to Spurs tomorrow. You have also gone 2-1 to Spurs tomorrow against Manchester United away.
Yep, going to stick with that.
Chelsea, I've gone 1. I have gone 2-0. You've gone 1-0.
Yep.
Simple, straightforward victory for Chelsea. Everton, you've gone 1-0 against Wolves at home. I've gone 1-0 to Wolves. You think Everton at home win?
I'm going
to
stick with it, yeah.
Yeah, Wolves, even after their 4-0 performance yesterday.
I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, and even after Everton was so shit on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with
it. Okay, Chelsea, where are we? Leeds 3, Norwich 1. changing your prediction, are we?
Yep.
I went Leeds 2, Norwich 0. I think, yeah, you're right. This is now more looking more like a 2-1 to Norwich for me.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going to go 2-1 Norwich.
Yeah. I
cannot believe that I'm saying that. It was interesting. I was looking at Norwich's results in away games against the teams in and around them. And actually, the results away from home against the teams towards the bottom of the table are not bad. So they won 3-0 at Watford. They drew 0-0 at Burnley. They lost 2-0 at Everton. But actually, that was back in game week 6 when Everton had started quite well. They won 2-1 at Brentford. Drew 1-1 at Newcastle. So there's only one defeat against in the 5 other games against teams in the bottom 7 in away games this season. Not all of them under Dean Smith. They won at Brentford. It was obviously Daniel Farke's last game, for example. But yeah, and I tell you what, if they do win, well, that'll put the
cat amongst the pigeons.
Wow, the Kurt Zouma job,
mate. Canaries amongst the toffees. Won't it just? Right. Southampton 2, Watford 1 is what I've gone for. Southampton to break this slump. You've predicted 2-1 as well. Sticking with?
Yeah, I'll stick with 2-1, yeah.
You predicted West Ham 1, Villa 1 on the Sunday. I predicted a 2-1 win to Villa. Villa have been going from strength to strength. Last night was real hard work for West Ham, and it was pretty much a full-strength team.
You didn't watch Leeds last night, did you?
Nah.
No. I mean, that would probably only strengthen your opinion. They were good, Villa.
Yeah.
But a little bit like, excuse me, Tottenham before them and Everton before them. We shouldn't overly judge teams on playing against Leeds. However, I do think it's a difficult game for you mentally. In between the two Seville games and obviously the big game with Tottenham is obviously afterwards as well. The Villa game sits in as a, well, that'll be routine. And I'm not convinced it will be. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with 1-1.
We've both predicted the same for Arsenal at home to Leicester 2-1 to the Gooners.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace 1, Manchester City 3 is what you've predicted. I've gone 2-0. I do buy your logic, though, that City do leak the odd stupid goal when they're quite comfortable in
and
games.
And also, bit like Palace.
A decent.
Yeah, they were great at Wolves last week, so it'd be in good confidence.
I've predicted 2-1 to Spurs away at Brighton. You've predicted 1-1.
I will stick with that.
I've gone 3-1 to Liverpool at Arsenal. You've predicted a Desmond 2-2.
Yep, and I will stick with that. I think Arsenal can give Liverpool some trouble. I think this will be a stronger Arsenal than what played against Liverpool in the Cup semi-finals. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Liverpool destroy them, but I think Arsenal might get something out of it. I think they can definitely cause Liverpool some trouble.
You're thinking Newcastle beat Everton 2-1 away at Goodison. I predicted a 1-1, sticking with. So you're backing Everton to beat Wolves but lose to Newcastle.
Yes.
What is the world coming to?
No, but I spoke about my logic behind that on the podcast or the YouTube stream on Wednesday night, was that the difference between the two teams is that I think Newcastle have more direct pace and running to hurt Everton. At the time of prediction, my thinking was Saint-Maximin. But actually, they do also possess that in the likes of Jacob Murphy and Ryan Fraser as well, even if Saint-Maximin is injured. I don't think Wolves have the direct runners to hurt Everton in the same way, so that's why.
Okay. Do you want to go through the differential team, dead team, and all of that stuff as well?
Yeah.
Start with dead team.
Let's take you through all that jazz. So, dead team, manager of the week was Frank Kowalczyk.
Oh, he beat our 113, eh?
I mean, ours was one of the best, in fairness, Suj. Yeah, 128 points.
Massive.
For the dead team. And that's despite only having 10 men, with a very solid 52 points from captain Kai Havertz, 16 from Mason Mount, 17 from Ivan Toney, 12 for Trent, 6 for Meslier. How did Meslier get 6 in this week? 6 for Luca Dean.
A lot of saves.
7 for Jadon Sancho. 6 for Watkins. 3 for Rafinha. That's despite being down to 10 men. No, that's not true. That's because Wan-Bissaka actually just scored a 0 because United conceded 4 at the weekend. Dead team, Wooden Spoon, goes to Rebecca Ganaway. 25 points. Shorter players, unfortunately, and those that did turn up weren't great. So there's actually the highest scoring player is Meslier 6, is the only returns, basically. For us, Serge, 113. Not bad at all, mate. Mm. Game week rank of 413,000. Martinez, 12. Rüdiger, 6. Trent, 12. Heung-min Son, captain, 14. Havertz, 26. Harvey Barnes, 10. Raul Jimenez, 9. Ivan Toney, 17. Smashed it, mate.
Yeah, not bad. Not
only
bad.
Stones, Grealish and Rafinha not doing the business for us there. We obviously can't change anything to that team this week. Differential team. Which rate in top score?
Ooh, 119. No, I can see a 155 here.
Top score, Jeremy Creeples, 155.
That's a lot of points.
And the best bit is as well, transfer rolled.
Okay, so he's got taken minus 56.
Oh no, that's not true actually, it's a free hit.
Okay.
That would be why.
I thought we said no. No, that was in minus 56.
Minus 56, no chips. Differential league, do what you like with it. 155 points. So, treble Wolves, Saar 9, Saeed 6, Wang 7, treble Newcastle, Cher 12, Fraser 15, Chris Wood 10, 26 points from Dean and Danny Ings. Captain Havertz for 52, 8 points Thiago Silva, 10 points Stuart Armstrong. Total score 155 points. Is worth saying, Ings and Huang, 27 points, came off the bench in replacement for those absent, Hakim Ziyech and Raheem Sterling.
Mad.
That's a monster score. Lowest score in a differential league, Wooden Spoon this week, goes to Johan Telstad, 54 points. Captain Robertson, 12. Dean, 6. Ramsey, 6. JWP, 4. Harry Kane, 13. That's about your lot. For us, Suge, 72 points. Captain Saar, 18. Robertson, 6. Mane, 8. Fraser, 15. Harry Kane, 13. We did make a bit of a boo-boo last week, Serge, so I had to come to my own decisions because we spoke a lot about buying Saint-Maximin, who obviously never showed up. There's also happened to be in around about 13% of teams. So I don't know how we ever thought we were buying him.
Right.
So instead of taking the hit for Saint-Maximin with Fraser, I decided to go for Che Adams. That didn't do us fuck all anyway.
No.
So, bust for this week as follows, Serge. Let's get the team up. I think we are probably looking at some hits and some possible interesting assets, in my opinion. Includes looking at possibly our mate, the Ginger Swede. So, we are bust as follows. Saar in goal, away to Everton. Back four of Laporte. Tierney double, Robertson double, Cucurella double. Midfield four of Foden. Trossard double, Fraser double, Mane double. Up front, Adams, home to Watford. Harry Kane, I think we'd probably agree, captain here. Subs bench, Cornet, King and Dallow. Money in the bank, Serge, is 0.8 million. We have one free transfer. And the team isn't set up too badly, but I do feel there is an opportunity here. We are almost definitely free hitting in 30. But I think we should look at more doublers here if we can. So, are we happy with Jose Saar in the first instance?
Longer term, yeah, I think so. I mean, Ramsdale is the clear and obvious alternative.
But can't have Ramsdale.
He's over. Well, yep. then we've got to stick.
So, options. Alisson, potentially, if we make another transfer. Lloris, Pickford, Dubravka.
Dubravka is the cheapest, so I'd probably go towards him. But I think...
But in that case, would you consider getting Dubravka in for Backman rather than getting Dubravka in for Saar?
Yeah.
Because Backman's doing fuck all, isn't he?
Yep.
Get Dubravka in for Backman, which will leave us 0.5 in the bank. But it obviously gives us a doubler now. Not that Saar has a terrible fixture, but I think we'd go with a doubler. And then we've obviously got choice of Newcastle Wolves on the other side. I think that's okay. A few other players I want to highlight, which I think we should strongly be considering. Two Arsenal players. Alexander Lacazette, but it's problematic because we've got Adams and King, so it doesn't really work. Gabriel Martinelli, 5.3. Thoughts?
Yep. I've got him in my minus 56, so my thoughts are that, yeah, he's a great shout. And he's cheap. You can go from Trossard or Corney to him comfortably.
But before we do, two Spurs players. Doherty, 4.7 price, owned by 2.8% of FPL managers. And Dejan Kulusevski, owned by 5.6%.
Trossard to Kulu, Corney to Martinelli, and we can make a defensive move.
Are we saying smashed a lot here?
Yeah, minus 8, if we can afford
it. It's minus 12, isn't it? With the goalkeeper.
Just leave the goalkeeper. Just go, no, sorry, as in leave the goalkeeper in and
fuck
do the two midfielders.
Minus 12, blood.
And what's the defensive move?
So if we said
Dalot to Doherty.
I mean, Dalot's doing nothing for us.
Dalot to Doherty.
0.3 difference between the two of them, right? I think in terms of priority, we'd want to get Kulusevski before Martinelli. I think
Maybe.
I think like Kulusevski and Saka is like toss a coin. I think Kulusevski versus Martinelli, I'd rather get Kulusevski.
Yeah, I agree.
But 0.2, if we went Dalot to Doherty, Dubravka to Backman, that leaves us 0.2 in the bank. Kulusevski, I believe, is 6.1. Trossard and Corney are both 5.9. But I'm tempted to do them both.
Do it all. Get Martinelli in as well. But then remember, we're going to have to bench King, Foden and Laporte if you want to field a team full of doublers. Could bench Che Adams.
Or bench Cucurella.
Yeah, bench Cucurella. I don't like benching Foden.
No, I to be honest, I wouldn't ever like benching Man City players. So let's have a look at how it looks with them in. So we want Kulusevski, let's say, in four.
That's four transfers, yeah?
Yeah, minus 12.
How?
Could be. But it sort of feels worth it, Serge. I think, and it may even put us in a position where we look at it and go, well, maybe we'll just muddle through next week as well, rather than free hitting. That would leave us next week with two Arsenal, Tierney, Martinelli, three Tottenham, Doherty, Kulusevski, Kane. But Kane's 17.9% owned.
Close to going.
Well, by the time we sit here and do this next Friday, he's not going to be under 20%, is he? So we'd lose Harry Kane. We haven't got anything else. I think we'd still be free hitting. To be honest, even if Kane didn't, for whatever reason, we'd still only have five in game week 30. So if we went for it, bench King, definitely yes. Would we say Adams bench?
Yep.
Home to Watford?
Yep.
And then it's a choice, really, Cucurella or the City Boys, I think.
Cucurella. Bench Cucurella, bench
King. Play the
City
Boys. So you're up for that, minus 12, yeah?
Yeah. I wish I could do it myself in my main team.
So we're saying Sarr, Dalot, Corney, and who's the other one we got rid of?
Sarr, Dalot,
Trossard.
Corney and Trossard.
Corney and Trossard in for Dubravka, Doherty, Kulusevski, Martinelli. I mean, that feels great, to be honest, I think. Make transfers?
Do it.
We've got Robertson as well. Might have COVID, who knows. Confirm, transfers, minus 12. Right, that's it. It's done. Captain Kane, we're not arguing that, are we? We're not saying Robertson or Mane over Kane.
Kane.
A lot of people think they're going Harry over Salah. Mm. I'm not in agreement with that. However, if there's enough concern about Mo, for whatever reason, with rumours and stuff, I may go to Harry. I think those who are looking to triple captain Mo Salah, my honest opinion would be, if I was in that position, I'd be going triple captain on him. I'd be going for it. Remember, bottom line, Tottenham's two fixtures are not easy. And it's not to say Liverpool's are either. But Mo Salah has shown consistency across this season of elitism levels, should we say.
Yep.
Harry Kane is getting back to them levels. But I think between the two, Mo Salah for me, between the two, and I would go for it.
Yep, agreed.
Okay. Minus 56, if you're happy to proceed, Serge.
Smashed you this week.
Hold on. There's a few people who smashed both of us.
That's true.
Which includes, with a game week rank of 1,012, Toby Jarvis, 172.
And he's still only Toby's, outside the top 1,000.
Toby said in Slack that even with the 56 points here, he obviously still scored comfortably more than his main team, which is wow. Interesting. But
that's probably why his rank, well, actually, I don't know, game week rank doesn't
seem, I mean, it's net 118, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is incredible. So I'll tell you his team just for shits and giggles. So Trevor Wolves, 9 for Jimenez, 9 for Saar, 6 for Saez, 3 Chelsea, Rudiger, Reece James, Kai Havertz captain, 2 Newcastle, Chris Wood 10, Willock 4. If only you went for Fraser, Toby. And 3 Villa. I mean, my God. Cash 29, Coutinho 23, Watkins 6.
Disgusting point scoring there.
Matty Cash and Coutinho, Jesus, 52 points between them. He's even got the luxury of, he's got Kulusevski's 10 sitting on the bench as well, which maybe is an error because obviously can't use Kulusevski now this week. Wooden Spoon, would you reckon the lowest score was minus 56 teams who were active this week?
60 points.
74.
Ouch.
Was the lowest score. And that was from FPL Cobbler. Captain Wood. Hello, mate. 20. 9 for Jimenez. 16 Mason Mount. 6 Rudiger. Is 8 points between Target and Willock. 7 for Mendy. He's got 19 points. Saka and Martinelli sitting on that bench as well. I mean, even that is a net 18 plus, really good. You did smash me this week, Serge. How did you do?
111 minus 56. Boom. Saar, 9 points. Rudiger and James, 12 and 18, respectively. Mason Mount, 16. Ryan Fraser, 15. Coutinho, 23. Ollie Watkins, 6. Led to 111. First sub, James. Teemu Pukki, 15 pointer, waiting to come on. But
Teemu Pukki got 15 pointer this week, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So he didn't quite make it into my team. So now in the head to head, we are tied in terms of wins. You are 30 points ahead of me overall. So yeah, that's very tight.
Oh, you've halved that this week.
Yeah, very tight.
83. I think mine was the second lowest score, actually, of the minus 56 teams. Not helped by some no-shows last night, i.e. Rudiger and Kilman. And I seem to be on the wrong side of most things. I've got James 18, I've got Mount 16, Saez 6, Saar 9, Dean 6. I could have gone with any other Villa player. The one that's really hurt me was going to treble Southampton attacking. 12 points between the trio of Ward-Prowse, Adams and Breuer, all kind of failing. Ryan Fraser sitting as first sub. What possessed me? I had the faith in Wee Man. I should have followed it up. What are your selections this week, Suj?
So, taking into consideration that Arsenal and Tottenham play next week, I've had to do a bit of jiggery-pokery around it. But I've gone triple Liverpool. They don't play next week, so let's go for
Odds.
It. Robertson.
Yep.
Luis Diaz.
Oh.
Sadio Mane.
Did you use like Salah last week and shit?
Or? No. Money. Budget. Wow. I've gone treble Tottenham.
Yep.
Loris.
Ooh, ooh. It's the sound of Loris.
Reguilon. And Heung-min Son. I've saved Doherty, Kane, and Kulusevski for next week.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have 2 Arsenal. Benjamin White.
Yeah.
I'm saving Tierney for next week.
Where's your money,
bud? Martinelli, who I'm also saving for. I'm saving Saka for next week.
Yeah.
I have Kai Havertz as my single game week player in the middle.
Oh, you've gone for a single, yeah?
Yeah, one single. Dominic Calvert-Lewin up top. Chris Wood up
okay,
top.
Yeah.
My bench is Sanchez in goal.
Yeah.
Tarek Lamptey.
Yeah.
Javier Manquillo.
Yeah.
And Hwang as the third sub, just because I'm a striker below 6 million.
This is interesting because...
Completely different.
Well, it's not completely different. But between the treble Liverpool and treble Tottenham, that I think fairly obviously we've both gone for, there's only one player the same, I believe.
Which means next week's going to be different for the treble Tottenham.
It is, absolutely. So yeah. I have gone in goal. Who have I gone for, Suj?
Pickford.
Jordan Pickford in goal.
You had to have him somewhere.
Back four of Trent Alexander-Arnold, Andrew Robertson, Matt Doherty and Ben White. Midfield three of captain Mo Salah, Dejan Kulusevski, Gabriel Martinelli. Up front, Chris Wood, Alexander Lacazette and Harry Kane. On the bench, Sanchez, Murphy, Gordon, Braithwaite. Interesting.
Oof. Let's see what happens. Well, the good thing is when they're completely different, one of us is going to outscore the other quite considerably. So either I'll close the gap or you'll reopen a big gap as well. That's it. That's a wrap then for this diff show.
Yeah, short one. We covered a lot of this on Wednesday, really. I don't think opinions have changed too much in terms of predictions, how we see the games playing out this weekend and whatnot. I do have a request before we finish.
Yeah.
My dear friend, the boss, is leaving us for a little bit. Don't worry.
Oh,
don't,
yes.
Don't
That's
panic.
That's me. I'm going on holiday.
Suji's going to be away from Thursday, March 28th, 4th. I want to say.
24th.
And he's going to be back the Monday after game, the Tuesday after game week 31. The first couple of days he's away, you won't even notice the difference in the schedule. We'll kind of front load some stuff. The week after, he's obviously going to be a little bit challenging. I can tell you a few things. Tom Campbell is booked in as your replacement on the main podcast on Monday.
Lovely.
I've signed Ian Parrin up to do the Sky podcast with me. There probably will be two Clash of the Correspondents that week, and there'll probably be an Ask James. So the normal schedule,
easy.
You ain't fucking needed. But if anybody's got any ideas, and I have an idea for myself, which I'm going to keep to myself for the moment, that's something that might run all week long. If anybody's got any ideas for the Patreon podcast for that week, bearing in mind it's in the middle of the international
There's no footy.
If anybody's got any specific ideas, happy to hear them. DM's open. Twitter, Slack, Patreon, preferably not Patreon. There's this increasing habit of people messaging me on Patreon, which is absolutely fine. You can. The very, very best place to DM me these days is Slack. And the reason why it's now Slack rather than Twitter is, I'll be honest, the volume of DMs since we did that chip talk has gone up another level again. So wow. Invariably, I tend to just let them sit there a lot for the majority of the day and go through them at the end. If I've got a DM on Slack, I know it's from a patron, therefore I'm going to act on it urgently as I can. So Slack is the best place generally to DM me. Twitter is fine. Patreon, I will probably be quite slow, to be honest, because the Patreon app is fucking slow. Or you can just pop it generally if you want it open on the suggestions channel on Slack. Talking of which, our friend and patron Paul Meehan put a really, really good suggestion on Slack earlier about having a channel just for my planner on Slack. So you'll see there's a new channel now, which you're obviously free to join, and it's just quite simply James's Planner. So the only thing that's ever going to go in there is a link to my planner with a note above saying updated Gaffer Championship. Rah, 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 rah. And I'll put a note in like the Gaffer Championship Fantasy channel and say, it's been updated. It's on this channel. So cool. People know exactly where to go and find that.
Perfect.
There will be an update today as well.
Lovely. Jubbly. Yeah, indeed. I look forward to that. Actually, I'll be able to sit on a beach and listen to you. In peace and quiet.
You won't listen to me. Bullshit.
Listen, after like fucking 2 or 3 days of hanging around with just my family, I'll be fucking headphones in straight away.
Fair enough.
To be honest with you. Patreons, love you all. And I hope you have a very successful fantasy weekend. We'll be back at you on Monday. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. Ciao for now.
Smash it, patrons. Have a great weekend. Cue music, please, man child. Fantasy Football Show.